And I'm back after 45 minutes, some focused meditation, just trying to process everything that happened today. The good, the bad, the fugly, control, alt, delete. Because I would say sometimes I feel like I'm overly concerned about my happiness, because happiness is the ultimate barometer. Our emotions tell us which direction we're facing, which direction we're heading, who can tolerate us along the way, and who might be there at the end. I'm very concerned with my happiness. And the head of our team today at work did this great talk on flow states. Flow states are really interesting because I'm kind of recovering from one in some ways. The last few weeks were just a blur of work that needed to get done. And I used to think that I needed to be in some sort of hyper positive, super productive, eager beaver state to move those mountains. But it wasn't really the case. The flow state just helps you overcome all the resistance. Because when we stop procrastinating, when we stop delaying, when we stop blocking our channel from letting the work through, good stuff tends to happen. And usually as a result of that work getting done, of us doing the stuff that we came here to do, the stuff that people thank us for, makes us happy. Grandmother turned 94 today, and I think about how many flow states it will take to see the ripe old age of 94, and she lights up her room. She's a happy woman because she found so much happiness in all those tiny moments with her family, with her six kids, with her husband of 60 plus years, often within the same walls of their home. Simple things. That's what I want to stay aware of in all this complexity, in all this static. We quiet our minds, chasing discernment, so we can filter signals from static. Ultimately, we usually end up happy, right? I'm just looking to skip a lot of the crap and the thrashing around whenever possible. All we ever wanted was to be happy. That's why we got on this path. And sometimes those happy people are few and far between. In the doldrums of winter, deep inside old man winter's armpit. You just gotta laugh it off. Cause your smile burns like radiation, melts the clouds away. It's not too late at night to keep chasing that dragon. The dragon that lights us up, gives us the discernment, reminds us what direction we want to face tomorrow when we start the crazy train rolling all over again. When we jump out of bed, or crawl out of bed, or fall out of bed. However you roll. It's so important to get right after it, to set up the day. Because we have one more beautiful chance to give all we can. If given the choice, every time I'll choose happy mofo. Give me happy mofo. It's okay for happiness to be hard fought. To me, that's really the battleground of life. Choosing whenever we can, consciously, to be happy, despite all else. Because no matter what the external weather, it's gonna do what it's gonna do. It just keeps getting more intense like everything else in this life. However, we can slow it all down. Feel that sunrise inside ourselves. Maybe remember that a lot of the stuff we're living right now used to seem impossible. That beautiful woman sleeping next to me was impossible. Possible to convince.
Thanks for checking out this Epic Life podcast. To subscribe to future episodes, look for us on iTunes at This Epic Life. Also, you can find us on soundcloud.com/thisepiclife. And for our free web show, visit thisepiclife.com/2014. Thanks, and namaste.